I forgot to put on a hat.
Exploitation. Over the years, artists learned that when it comes to videos, Assway really pays off.
That's great, man. What were they talking about?
It was a booty special on VH1.
Ah, booty.
Yeah,
booty call. All right, well, thanks, Steve.
You bet.
Let's go to Jeff. It says I make him happy.
Huh?
Jeff.
Yo.
You're on the Joe Show. What's up?
Hey, man. You inspire me, man.
Well, how do I inspire you?
That whole bit.
Drugs are bad, I'm saying.
Maximizing my pleasure.
Oh, I see. You got the video series, then?
No, just the bit itself.
Oh, the bit itself did.
I'm not going to buy it. I don't have any money.
Did you get the idea behind the bit, though?
Yeah, I maximize.
Well, I mean, it's also kind of like those cheesy workout videos you see on TV all the time.
Yeah, those work for me, too.
Hmm, I see. All right, Jeff.
Keep up the good work.
All right, remember, don't carry.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Let's go to Mike on three there. Mike.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, man. I was just curious to know that how you feel about getting a shot, man. Everybody deserves a shot, just like Ramsey with the Skins, man. You get your shot, you got to take it.
Oh, I've got no problem with it. In fact, geez, I wouldn't mind having an hour a week. But I know that'll never happen.
I mean, stick with it, you might get it.
All right, well, it says you're going to talk about shootings.
Yeah, well, with the shootings that have been going on today, I didn't know if you... knew who's gonna get caught, or what do you thought? Do you think it's the same guy?
Well, I understand.
Somebody different?
I understand. Well, you know, I know as much as everybody that quite a few of these shootings have been linked. I don't think the guy's coming in. I think this guy's got it in his mind. He's gonna ride like this until it's all done. So I just hope
get to the death, right?
Exactly, and I just hope that when that happens, it doesn't
Joe?
Happen in a crowded parking lot or something.
Joe, I'm afraid lately we have a problem with the phones. All the phones have just gone dead. I'm afraid you're going to have to do the show sans callers.
Sans. All right. All by myself?
You're listening to The Joe Show.
All right. Thank you, Buzz Burbank. Radio's Buzz Burbank. Well, I guess I'd go ahead and look at the newspaper, do a little show prep. Oh, I see here in USA Today Life section, Bono to be honored for his good works. Rock superstar and global activist Bono will be honored as 2003's Person of the Year at the Music Cares Benefit February 21 in New York. Now, what is the Music Cares Benefit? How many benefits do we need? I don't really think we need that many benefits. I think we could do fine with just the Grammys and the Emmys.
Stop! Stop! I can't do it anymore. Stop, please.
The problem was when he was taking phone calls.
Right.
That he's looking on the screen, he has the advantage
yes.
of looking on the screen and saying, oh, here's somebody who wants to be nice to me, here's somebody who wants to be nice to me.
Right.
Here's somebody who wants to discuss
yes.
Whatever.
Well, that's what it's for.
That's not all day, but you're not working on the same...
I mean, I don't get to use the same tools as you.
But how often do I actually go actually by that? You know what I do, Joe? Right now, take these calls here.
Okay, fine.
Take on-screen calls.
Put them up.
That's how you do it.
But the callers have been squirrely today, but I talk to them every day anyway. Buzz Burbank.
Welcome back to The Joe Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to The Joe Show. 106.7 WJFK and broadcast nationally on the Westwood One Radio Network. We're going to go to some calls. Let's just punch them up. Hey, this is The Joe Show. Who's this?
Joe, this is William Haven. I just want to give you some words of encouragement.
Well, thank you, William. What's on your mind?
I just want to tell you to seize the day, brother. Carpe diem.
All right.
Take care, man.
That's Latin for seize the day. Hey,
that's why he said it first.
Hey, you're on The Joe Show. Who's this?
This is Dave.
Hi, Dave. What can I do for you?
I wanted to talk about what he was saying about cleaning up after your dog. I had some issues with that.
You have issues with that?
Yeah. I think it's important, too.
Important to clean up after the dog. You mean dogs haven't been crapping on the ground for all of eternity?
Well, I think when you don't clean up after your dog, you're not a responsible pet owner. I think that's that's when non-pet owners...
Call AM, sir. Call an AM station.
Hey, you're on The Joe Show.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's
I
up?
Have a 89 Honda. It's can I speak with Joe?
Yeah, that's me.
Joe, I got an 89 Honda. Speaking of tapping noise, as I'm driving down the road, and I'm wondering, could you help me with that? I took it to a dealer. I think he might have tried to rip me off because he was telling me it might have been the shaft converter.
Well, I don't know if I can help you. I mean, you're telling me what the problem is. But as far as me helping you, you'll have to listen to what I say.
Look, he's doing Goss.
Look how funny he is.
I know.
Just look at him.
He's
doing really
bad Goss.
Hey, you're on the Joe Show. What's going on? What's your name?
Hey, it is Anthony.
Anthony, what's up?
What's up, man? Can I speak to Joe?
Yeah, you're talking to me.
Hey, what's up, man? I got a word of encouragement for you.
All right, Anthony.
Hey, I think the best part of you rolled out.
Joe! That's Joe, listen.
You can't drop the F-bomb the first time some guy pisses you off.
Oh, my.
Talked about my mother.
Wow. Oh, man. Hey.
Jesus.
Hey, you're on the Joe Show. Who's this? Hello?
Oh, everybody hit the delay at one.
That was the big one.
Oh, I have to pad now.
Oh, no, Phil!
Yeah,
go ahead and fill little Joe.
Oh, boy. Hey, here we go. Tabloids talk up a storm between Regis and Kelly Ripa. I don't know if this is true. Maybe you can call in and tell me what you think, but Regis Philbin and Kelly Ripa may seem friendly on the air, but their off-air relationship is chilly. I wonder how that could be. I mean, he's only 71 and she's only 32. I don't suppose there's too much of a generational gap there.
You can't give anything away.
Sure, I can give something away.
Here you go, Joe.
What do we got?
Got a prize.
I need some trivia. Let me see. Stones trivia.
Stones.
Yeah. Oh. I'll make it really easy.
Okay. Joe?
Yeah. Hey, who's this?
Joe.
What's your name?
Hey,
calling from Sacramento?
Yeah, Joe?
Yeah.
It's going to get deleted out.
Oh, that's true. Oh, well, thanks for the call. When you do, you should hold real hard and move real fast. It works for me.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Joe.
Hey, Joe, what's your name?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Hey, hello?
Turn up your radio.
Okay, you can hear me now?
Yeah, Mike's got the white flag out.
That's
all the time we have for now. Ain't so easy when the calls are unscreened, is it, Joe?
I never said it was.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, I know why you guys make the big bucks. It's not easy.
Let's hear it for Joe Arnager. Joe, you dove in. You did come in here.
Yeah.
You tried.
Take credit for that.
You tried.
You
do a
show.
Yeah.
And you rose to the occasion.
Oh, it was sort of enjoyable. But, I mean, when you don't have any callers and you have to pad, that's...
You are Joe, but you did it. You did it, Joe.
All right, Joe. Now, do you want to give away a prize?
Yeah, let's give away some of this.
Right, here we go.
Hey, your name... what's your name?
Jim.
Jim, where are you calling from?
Las Vegas.
Jim.
I've got a question about a 91 F3, 150,
just barrel through, give him the prize.
Hey, Jim.
Windsor.
Hey, Jim, you've used the secret word, and you've won Viramax. You have won a year's supply of Viramax for men and women. Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Viramax is available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere, or call 1-888-TRY-VMAX because you used the secret word today. Now, I'm not going to tell you what the word was, but next time somebody uses the secret word, they'll win a prize, too. Thanks for calling. Hold, please, okay?
Thank you.
And I'll run in the back room and get your information.
There you go.
Thanks, Joe. Hey, it's Joe Show.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I got a profound thought for you. I want to know what you want to think, what you want to say about this.
All right.
About this now, Joe.
Okay.
The greatest risk in life, not taking a risk at all.
Ooh, thank you.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's true. Have you heard this one?
No.
No, I swear to God, you're an idiot.
Wow.
Hey, thanks for the call.
He just said
the F word again.
He said short, fat, ugly, tall.
No, short, fat, skinny, tall.
No, don't say it again.
I've effed them all.
Loved a few, effed them all.
Way to go, Joe.
Wow. God, you're so stupid.
All right, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Get out of here.
There you go.
The experiment's over.
Thanks for listening to The Joe Show. What will be on Joe's mind tomorrow? Tune in again on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Not tomorrow, I don't think.
Joe will be saving those tapes. That's the funny thing about that. He will save those tapes.
Jesus Christ.
The writing is delicious.
And broke the F-bomb twice during that little segment there.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's a shock jock. He really is.
At first, he had a stacked deck. He had Lisa back there answering the calls.
Right.
And they were all of his doobie friends.
Yeah, we did get the doobies. I mean, they were calling like, fast and furious.
Yeah, Joe, you're great, man.
Absolutely.
Your show's great. They almost signed the station off automatically when Joe started talking to that guy about Keith Richards and the amount of guitar strings that they use.
The guitar string was my least favorite of the entire segment. That is when I began to drift off right away early on.
There's no need, Robbie. Give me that announcement that the station's been running.
Oh, the announcement?
Yeah, because it is. There's no need to. To hold back anymore.
Yeah. No need to tease.
There's a reason we've been doing this bit today.
Listen to Don and Mike for a major announcement. This Tuesday at 3 on 106.7 WJFK.
Now, too bad. I'm letting it go now.
Oh. Go ahead.
Okay.
Spill the beans.
Starting Monday, October 14th, the new midday host. Between Howard Stern and the Don and Mike Show on WJFK-FM will be Joe Willie Ardinger.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic.
I have made the announcement.
Way to go.
Print it.
Yeah. There it is.
Print it. There is no reason to go on with a charade.
No, no need, because, I mean, this is the kind of news we need to share with our listening audience.
As you just heard, Joe is an amazing up-and-coming talent.
He's so stream of consciousness. I mean, the mind is so active, and he's got a direct pipeline to you, the listening audience. He can really feel your pulse. I mean, that guitar string call proved that.
Now, I know, where's that thing the station's been running?
Don?
Get it back out again.
Joe is now. He's now.
The station's been running this thing for the last 4 days.
Listen to Don and Mike for a major announcement. This Tuesday at 3.
Don't bother.
106.7 WJFK.
Don't bother.
Now you know.
No need.
We just made the announcement.
Wow, it's Joe. Joe Pretty.
TRJ.
Total request, Joe.
We call Alan. Tell him I just let the cat out of the bag. See if Alan's listening or not today. This would be funny on a couple of levels.
Absolutely. He might be selling.
He wears a lot of hats.
He does indeed.
Come on, Al. Come on.
Hello, this is Al, line one.
All right, hold on.
Calling Al on line one?
Calling him on his cell.
Oh, he's on the
line. Ah, he's on the line.
Talking. Mm-hmm. Hey, he's talking to Joe.
Yeah.
Finalizing.
Al?
Yes.
Al, it's Don and Mike.
Hey.
Oh, you're on the air, Al.
Oh, that's great.
Are you in the middle of something, Alan?
Well, sort of.
All right, I just want to tell you, don't be mad. We just gave away the secret.
We made the big announcement.
Tomorrow's announcement.
About, about Joe Ardinger.
About the new midday show.
No, you announced the Joe thing?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No. Yeah, we figured one day, I mean, you know, he was just too hot, Alan.
You know, you guys promised me.
I know, but I that's why I'm calling you now. Because I couldn't help myself. We had him on doing, I mean, I know you had this elaborate plan to have him on today and then just tomorrow put him on like it was a big goof.
You can still have the press conference tomorrow.
I'm very disappointed.
All right, sorry.
Thank you, Alan. I just had to let you know.
All right,
bye.
He does not sound happy.
You just heard two fabulous playlists in one show. Hey, two. Kudos to Alan.
Yeah.
Well played. Playlists in one broadcast today.
Pretty good ability. I'm very, very impressed.
Good job.
except at first. See, I was going to see how long he was going to go, but you threw Joe
Let
right out
Let me tell
out
you
there.
Why, because I thought he might throw something else
yeah,
in.
Yeah, he might throw these.
You got to be careful with these guys with suits
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Right.
I was protecting us.
Oh, Christ.
Oh,
right
wow.
Right there. Two great playlists in one.
Fantastic. What a day of sketches.
All right, now. Enough of this. Enough of Joe.
Now let's get back to something highbrow.
Listen, let's do something we haven't done on the show for a couple of years. The world famous Donna Mike show, Slam-O-Rama.
Oh, you're going to love Slam-O-Rama. It's fantastic.
Now, I'm going to lay out $250 as first prize. Here's how this bit works. I'll give you an example. You take a cell phone.
Right.
You're talking to us on the phone. You call us up at 877-365-3636. And you put the phone in your refrigerator. And in the refrigerator, you have all kinds of jars and cans and stuff. And then what you do is you slam that baby. You slam the refrigerator door like there's no tomorrow.
And the loudest noise that we hear, the loudest sustained noise, and yes, there is cheating encouraged, to slam and shake your refrigerator.
Yeah, now we've also had this work with sliding glass doors. And occasionally then this kind of bleeds over into telephone destruction.
Which is, of course, a wonderful bit in its own right, as people do things like put their phones in a deep fryer.
Yeah, and I know today, certainly with all the events that have been happening in D.C., it wouldn't be today, but we've had guys actually go out in their backyard, get right. their shotgun, and actually yes. shoot their telephone.
We've had people mow their lawn with their phone in the middle of it.
Yes. And that one ass from California who keeps claiming he's going to throw his phone off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, and he's faking it.
Every time we play the game.
Yeah.
So, we're going to start with the original Slam-O-Rama.
Slam-O-Rama, where you put your phone, your cordless, or your cell phone into the refrigerator and slam it for all it's worth.
Now, it doesn't have to be a refrigerator.
No.
It can be a washer. It can be a dryer. It could be a variety of things. If you wanted to put it... One time we had one guy set it on the ground... Right on the track there where his sliding glass door opened up.
Right.
And what he did was he pulled, and the glass never broke, but we heard the thunk, thunk, thunk,
yes.
thunk. The idea is you just put your phone somewhere where we are going to hear a gigantic slam. Another good one was inside the dishwasher.
Yes.
And then you slam the dishwasher shut.
Amen.
Now, first prize, $250. You better call us right now. Phone number, 877-365-3636. And, Joe, we don't need calls like this. We really don't need calls like this. Kyle?
Hello?
Kyle?
I think Joe Ordinger is the brightest star on radio since a young Garrison Keillor.
There you go.
Joe? I'm looking for some tales from Lake Weebegone.
I'm looking for callers for a contest, and Joe's back there loading up every line with his goddamn high friend.
Well,
love you, Don and Mike.
You created this monster, Don. His ego is now out of control. It's your fault.
I know. Joe Ordinger, you heard it here first, the incredible announcement, the new midday talent
right.
at WJFK, soon to be nationally syndicated
wow.
to Philadelphia, Chicago, Los Angeles.
You are Joe Ardinger's Clive Davis.
Dallas, we will be right back with Slam-O-Rama, baby.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras. The star began to videotape sexual encounters. As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls...
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were... erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed filming.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right?
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Operating under the Jolly Directive, the Don and Mike Show.
According to Slam-O-Rama, a buzz?
Yes.
Which is brought to my attention.
Yes.
that about 2 hours ago, when we were ripping the news media for not having the right information,
right?
That you said the kid in D.C. who was shot today,
right?
That they announced that it wasn't linked,
right,
to the other shootings.
What's the latest on that?
The police have clarified themselves since then. What they were saying is that the shooting in D.C. today is not connected to the other shootings. The boy who was shot this morning, we just received word this hour that the bullet fragments do in fact match the other shooting victims. So this morning's shooting apparently was connected to the previous shootings. It's the shooting today in D.C. that was not.
Okay. What shooting in D.C.?
There was a guy got shot in the face in D.C. today. There was some thought at first that might be connected to the sniper. It apparently is not.
See, I didn't even know that a guy got shot in the face in D.C. today. Did you know that?
I mentioned that earlier as well. I mentioned them together in tandem.
How many people now have been shot in this town?
That would make seven?
Yeah,
seven. Seven that are linked to the...
Right. That's correct.
It's a sniper, and, you know, I mean, this is...
All right.
Still out nuts. So they found that out, and how's the kid doing? Anything?
Still fighting for life. He's still alive. They're still working on him, and I hear signs of hope, but it's been a long battle today.
So he's fighting for life, so he's not critical and stable?
He's still critical, but stable.
All right. Okay.
That's another thing I don't get either.
Critical and stable. If I know my way around that type of thing, critical and stable means critical because you've got such trauma that they're still working on you, and you are not out of danger,
right,
but you are stable in that. You are not in imminent danger because they are working on you and they're trying to... Critical but stable means you're totally effed up, but they've stabilized you
right, for
purposes of trying to fix you with surgery.
But you're still critical.
You're still critical.
Which means you're not stable.
Well, yeah, I know. You know what? It's a crazy thing. I think... They've stabilized him for surgery.
Yes.
And that's what it means. But I also don't characterize it as fighting for life right now. He's critical. People
right, can
be critical.
Right.
And they're not on death's door.
Yeah. This is a life-threatening injury, but his condition is not declining. Therefore, he is stable.
Right. If you hear him go to
right, serious
condition,
that would be an improvement.
It's crazy.
They have to stabilize before he goes into surgery, right?
Absolutely. There's sometimes when you're critical and if they can't stabilize you can't operate.
Right. Okay.
And also there's a big difference when someone says that they have a critical injury and a fatal injury, although I've also heard critical fatal injury.
It's grave condition sometimes they use. That,
No, there's been a word that they use in front of...
There's a word instead of fatal and I'm trying to think what it is.
Because to me fatal means you've checked out.
Right, yeah. In fact, when someone says a man received a fatal injury, the man died. That's what that means.
We are such idiots.
Okay. Let's play Slam-O-Rama.
Let's do it. And instantly, all my medical advice that I just dispense over to our 6 million listeners,
you're out.
I don't stand by any of it.
Okay.
All right. Wanted to go on the record.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
We're going to play Slam-O-Rama now. We're going to offer up $250. The joyous return of Slam-O-Rama. Don and Mike show, and let's start with this guy. I don't know who this is. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you. Who's this?
This is Adam.
Adam, where are you calling from?
Right outside of Fairfax. Found the first rest area there at 95 South.
Got a cordless phone, Adam?
Best I do.
Right, a cell phone. All right. And how are you going to play Slam-O-Rama in your car?
Well, actually, I had stopped because I was going to use my car door first, but I decided to do it with my car hood.
With the hood, you're going to slam the hood of your car down on your phone.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
All right, go ahead. So we're going to hear the phone go into the engine compartment, I guess.
Well, the engine's off.
Yeah, we know the engine's...
Wouldn't it be easier if the engine was on so we could actually hear the...
It sure would, Don.
Well, my emergency brake doesn't work, so I can't really turn it on and not be holding the foot brake.
Well, no, why don't you put the car in park?
I don't have park, because I have a manual car.
Well, why don't you put the car in first gear? Then you'd have to have the engine off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. How about I just slam it?
Yeah, how about it?
All right, hold on.
All right, he's going to put the car, he's going to stop the car.
Does he have the Tim Couch tape?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, how's that? Did that completely suck, or?
Did you do it?
Yeah, you didn't hear it?
No, you didn't do it. You're full of it.
You want me to try it again?
No, you're full of it, pal.
You can believe what you want.
Yeah.
Okay, we would have heard something if you slammed your...
Well, would a student of Columbia School Broadcasting lie?
Yes.
In a heartbeat.
Yes.
What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
Right now?
You are screwing with the integrity of Slam-O-Rama.
I am not.
Why are you
cheating? Cheating was acceptable, but I'm still not cheating.
No, you didn't do it. You didn't slam anything. We would have heard it.
Oh, I slammed. You want me to do it again? See if you can hear it again?
Your phone would have been destroyed.
No, it wasn't.
No, it would have been if you did it.
Yeah, go ahead. Try it again.
All right, hold on.
All right, I'm going to really listen carefully this time.
It's harsh.
What kind of a car is this?
Is his phone under the hood, or is he just holding his phone?
What you have to do, if you're going to slam it in the hood of your car, you have to have the... And now he's gone.
Hung up. The phone would actually have to, like, be sitting by the fan belt or sitting by the oil filter.
Right. I hate to tell everybody, but this is the Joe factor.
You know what would be great is if you put his head under his hood.
Don Mike, hello.
Hi, I'm ready to play Slam-O-Rama.
Yeah, baby. Who's this?
This is Cheryl from Wichita.
Cheryl, hi there. Where are you going to be slamming today?
I am going to slam this in the bottom drawer of my stove.
Ah, now maybe we're finally getting somewhere. All right, baby, now what we need you to do is put the phone in the stove.
It'll really sound good if the stove is full of wine glasses.
Oh, this is going to sound great. Are you ready?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, here we go.
Put the phone in the stove. What the hell's that?
Jesus.
Did you hear that?
Well, you sure did.
Well, what the hell was that?
That's the bottom drawer on my stove where I keep all my pan lids.
Oh, that's what you slam. She put it in. You know that little thing that pulls out from under the stove? That's where people keep their pots and pans?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The deal is this, honey. What you do is you actually take the phone and really put it in the stove. Not in the little drawer underneath.
Well, it kind of worked with the drawer, because you wouldn't have heard anything with the stove, because there's nothing in the stove.
That's like somebody putting it in the drawer where they keep their knives and forks and stuff.
Yeah, but it still counts, doesn't it?
Oh, I don't think so.
You're making some new rules.
No, I'm not making new rules.
Slam-O-Rama,
I thought it was for the loudness and the noise factor.
For a show historian, Slam-O-Rama used to be exclusive refrigerator game.
That's true.
That's the way it used to be done.
I know we've done it with other things, though.
But no, we've done phone destruction with other things.
Yeah. Or maybe I'm getting mixed up.
And see, that's why people are doing things like putting it in their drawers.
All right, well, then F that.
Good for you.
Just do it just with refrigerators.
Just refrigerators.
Ice boxes.
Freezer boxes. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, it's Mike. Hey, it's going to run it over with a dump truck.
That would be phone destruction.
But
what the hell?
You want to make it phone destruction?
No. I mean, I'm all over the place, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Really, yeah, I'm all over the place today.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, actually, I'm thinking of Don. I'm sorry.
Don,
you remember that one PR, you know, that...
I definitely...
That's something about your son.
I desperately need a Vicodin.
Yeah. And you know, you never
problem.
Did call to get me...
Oh, F you. And then he hangs up.
Of course he does.
The number you are trying to call cannot be reached by this method.
Naturally.
If you know the number, please dial it direct. Mm.
I don't, but next time, don't be such a coward.
Yeah.
I said, don't be such a fraidy cat. You got to say something about my kid.
You know what? This is not going as well as I expected it to go.
You know what? My kid's getting big enough anyway.
Your son is bigger than anybody on this show. He's a little shorter than Rob, but what is he now, 6'1"?
6'2". Mm-hmm. I don't have to invite you down anymore so I can beat your ass.
There you go.
Just invite you to come down and say that to my son's face.
There you go.
That's all I have to do, goddamn ass.
That freaks me out when I saw your son the last time. And I kind of have to do... When you see anybody that you have actually picked up when he was little, and then you're looking up at him when you're standing, it's a freaky experience. Yeah.
Hello, Donna, Mike.
Hey, it's Mike. It's Spokane. How you guys doing?
Hi, Mike. Where are you gonna do Slam-O-Rama?
Well, you know, I was going to put it in the dryer and then turn it on, but then
That's
you guys...
telephone destruction.
That's instruction. Okay, well.
You got to put it in your refrigerator.
I've also got the refrigerator here, and
all
I forgot
all the time. Because you slammed the refrigerator door.
That's where we hear all the good rumbling.
I am simply regurgitating your original ideas.
Rumbling and stumbling. It's been years since we've done this.
Yes, but your idea, and I just, you know, I mean, it's, you know, you come up with the original idea, and I just remind you how it goes. That's all. It's fine. What are you doing?
Taking a Vicodin.
Yeah.
I really am. My back's killing me.
You know, I've got a cordless phone, so I also took the rails off the door of my refrigerator. I could put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
Slam the door.
Do it.
Okay, it's going in the fridge right now.
Okay.
Oh. It's like a goddamn horse pill these things are.
There you go.
Thank you. Hey, even though it wasn't the best we've ever heard it, yeah, I know you did it. Good effort. Why don't you put it back in and try to shake the refrigerator?
One more time.
Okay, well, Jesus, I got to put all the pop cans back up on the shelf again now.
The pop cans. That's from Spokane. Yeah. Pop. How about a nice can of pop?
Well, you know, there's beer in there, too, but my wife might be listening.
Whatever. I still call it pop.
Pop, I know.
I still say to my wife when she goes to the store, give me some pop.
Right. I can't believe you people from around the country call it pop, though.
They did a study recently where they mapped out the country and which parts of the country say pop and which parts of the country say soda.
So lame.
Pop
you got to call it what we call it in New England.
What?
Sugar juice. Where's the sugar juice?
Sugar juice!
This is the best sugar juice I've ever had. And then sometimes you get sugar juice with poppies.
I'm ready for a new... I got a Jones for a new one. Oh, I can't wait till they come out with Diet Vanilla Coke.
Ooh.
I'd try that.
Yeah. Because I've had Vanilla Coke.
How is Vanilla Coke?
Real good.
Uh-huh. Really, like kind of a root beer float kind of taste?
But like the sugar content, you look, it's like 187.
Is it like a Coke float?
Oh, they'll really look at me at this point. Why am I even looking? Why am I even looking at the labels on stuff?
Because we fight the never-ending battle.
I don't know.
Vanilla Coke is so sweet. It's like sugar. It's like those circus peanuts.
It's important to always pay attention to the labels. When I was having my McFlurry today, I said...
may contain peanuts?
It was so, so good.
Yeah.
And good for you.
Yeah. I was talking with a guy at the grocery store saying, if you love the Diet Cherry Coke, just wait.
Yeah.
Diet Vanilla Coke coming very soon.
I've never tried the regular Vanilla Coke.
It's good.
Really? I might pick up a six-pack on my way.
Put a little vanilla extract in a Coke or a Diet Coke sometime. It's really good.
My ear, nose, and throat doctor says that I'm not allowed to drink caffeinated beverages now.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is still Mike in Spokane. I just put all the stuff back in the door again.
This time when you put it in there, shake the hell out of it.
Give it another try, Mike.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Hey, wait, Rob's got a good idea. You think you could knock it over?
Jesus Christ. You guys still there?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Well, not that great.
Have a pop.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to try to slam my phone in.
Yeah, in your refrigerator. Are you with us?
Yeah.
In your refrigerator. Hello?
Hello, are you there, ass?
Sir.
Hello?
Hi.
Turn your radio down, please.
What's your first name, ass?
Rick.
What is it?
Rick.
Rick, in your refrigerator, please, take your cell phone, your cordless phone.
No, Mike, I want to set the phone in my tool drawer.
Well, no, we're playing Slam-O-Rama now, and what we're doing is, if you put the way Slam-O-Rama works when Don invented the game years ago...
It really is in the
refrigerator. The refrigerator. Because it makes it an even playing field. Everybody's on the same level, and then we go for the best sound. Do you understand us?
Okay, I'll slam in the refrigerator.
Thanks, Ed.
There you go. Thank you.
Much better.
All right. My tool chest would have been more noisy.
I understand that.
No, you know what? And that's another bit. Mike's right. That's a totally separate bit. That's phone destruction.
And next time, maybe you can call with that, okay?
All righty. Here we go.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ed.
Very weak.
That was it.
Very weak.
That's bad.
Very weak.
Rob,
who was that?
Rob suggested he put it in his refrigerator with a stick of dynamite and knocked the fridge over.
Ooh, no.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's
Thanks, Fess.
Radio Gouch.
Who's this?
This is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Where are you from?
Right now I'm in Delaware.
All right. Do you want to try it in your refrigerator?
No, how about a porta potty?
No, actually, we're just doing refrigerators, okay?
You know what?
Mike, this is really my fault because I'm the one that I set it up wrong.
I understand this. Do you want to reset it up?
Yeah, let's reset it.
Jerry, can you hold on a second?
Jerry.
Yes?
No, Jerry's gone. All right, listen, here's the deal. I'm going to reset this right now.
The Grand Marshals of the Retard Parade. Don Geronimo and Michael.
All right, I'm going to set it up right now.
And then we're going to pump your stomach.
Here we go. First Vicodin I've taken today.
I'm making jokes.
First one I've taken today. I don't feel a goddamn thing yet.
You will. Maybe I should take one, too, just so we'll be on the same plane. Let's all do.
Yeah. How about you go out and get hit by a guy in the car, and then we'll be in the same playing field.
Ouch.
Okay? Ouch.
Hey, have I shown you a proper amount of sympathy?
You have.
There you go.
And I say bravo to you, too. Bravo.
I feel your pain.
Okay. Slam-a-rama. Works like this. Everybody's exactly the same. You get your cell phone, you get your cordless phone, you put it in your refrigerator, you turn, you slam the door as hard as you can, and that's when we hear the reverberation of the cans of the what?
Nothing.
Well, you're laughing at me.
You just it kind of went to your mouth. The Vicodin kind of went a little bit. Maybe you got dry mouth because you've been taking a lot of medication.
How did it go to my mouth?
It didn't. It just, he said, you know, Slam-O-Rama. It was funny to listen to. We're gonna play Ass-O-Rama coming up in a few minutes. Ass-O-Rama.
Okay, go to your kitchen.
Right.
Then go to the refrigerator. Your icebox.
Yes.
Put your telephone in.
And then give it a good hard slam.
Slam it as hard as you can.
Shake it, if you will.
Have the very best slam.
And Rob, I agree. You can push it over. If you've got the room, push the whole damn thing
over. Knock the goddamn thing over.
Best noise, loudest noise, longest noise.
Yes, $250, that is the prize. Phone number 877-365-3636.
There it is.
What, Rob?
I think because they didn't get it right, you should go $225.
No, it's my fault, Rob.
Okay.
It's my fault. You stop it.
Stop picking on Don, everyone.
Please, yes. Stop it. Stop these robberies. We'll be back. Today's show has been a good show, though.
Yes, it has. Oh, yes, yeah. No question.
Right? I mean,
yeah, it's been that goofy kind of weird show.
Now you got me going.
No.
Second guessing myself all day.
No, it's been good. It's been goofy.
Is it good? Is it bad?
It has been actually a great show. Except for Joe.
In 20 minutes, you won't be second-guessing anything.
Now, you slurred, too.
Yeah. I've taken mine as well.
Thanks for the help.
All right, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face-to-face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
Don and Mike Show.
Wearing Cuban heels and cowboy hat, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Tomorrow on the show, the return of Don and Mike's American Idiot.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. It's our second week in a 4-week competition.
Lots of awareness of that game around here.
Also, Sexpert Jackie Fine.
Oh, she's so fine.
Coming in with brown sugar.
Any relation to Larry Fine?
Some sex talk. And some guy from ESPN about the new show, Beg, Borrow, and Deal. That's on tomorrow's episode. And maybe tomorrow we'll have more time to talk about The Sopranos.
Ah, yeah.
We touched on it like 3 hours ago. And Mike and I were just talking during the break about how gross it was when Tony wanted a bang Carm last night.
That was not an attractive sex scene at all.
No?
I mean, you can get Carm with somebody else or Tony with somebody else. You put them together and it's just kind of nasty.
And
he's
naked and he's waiting.
He's like, you know, with his white beater on.
He's under the sheets. He jumps on top of her. You know, it's like that Chris
big
Matthews.
Back.
He does that Chris Matthews move. He just kind of is all over her and she's just looking up and going, oh God, and she's hearing the Furio music.
Yeah. It was unpleasant.
Yeah.
And we need some more POAs on that show now that the FBI agent's gone.
Yeah, and I guess you're right. She might really be out of our lives forever.
That's kind of the way they do it on The Sopranos. You know, they move along. And I'd like to see a mafia hit.
Well, I
very much.
I think next week, which is next week episode 4?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Because that's what someone told me.
No, I think 5. It'll be 5, actually.
Well, then I got the wrong information because somebody told me a while ago.
Yes.
Episode 4 is the one you're going to love.
Really? And you're tracking with the Mind of the Married Man, too, right? You like that show now?
Negative.
You don't watch that? I thought you watched that one.
No, I watch Larry David, and then I turn it off.
Oh, God, you got to start watching the Mind of the Married Man.
Don't have time, Mike.
It's pretty good. It's pretty funny.
And Larry David last night, I love the Larry David show. I've loved it since day one. A pretty weak one, I thought, last night.
Well, hey, you know, for my money, anytime you really want to make a show sing, you throw in Sherry O'Terry.
Oh, they didn't.
Yeah.
Really? Did they really?
Yeah.
What was the plot?
Stupid. Oh, some kid's penis.
that old chestnut.
It was. All right, it's time for Slammerama. Really, it was, Rob. Larry went to a party and saw this kid's penis.
It was funny with the fat agent, his fat lawyer.
It's always funny, Jeff.
Yeah,
Yeah, it was just kind of, eh. Let's do Slammerama.
Let's do.
We have contestants who are now ready with their refrigerators and their cell phones. Let's start right here. I think this should be Matt. Hi, Matt.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hi, thank you for listening, Matt.
All right, you want a countdown or anything, or just...
What we'd love you to do is put the phone in the refrigerator.
What do you have in your refrigerator today, Matt?
Oh, my wife had a party, so there's all kinds of beer.
Excellent.
All right, put it in the refrigerator.
Ice,
give us...
Lisa. All right.
Give us a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then slam your brains out.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ass play!
Okay.
Well done.
Very good. That's
well done.
That's what Slam-O-Rama is all about.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's good.
Textbook. Good job, Matt.
Hold on a second. That's contestant number one, Matt.
And I'm judging on a scale of 1 to 5.
Here's Walter. Hey, Walter.
Hey, Don.
Hi, where are you calling from, Walter?
Bakersfield.
Beautiful. Are you ready?
You got it.
All right, again, put the phone in the fridge, walk away, give us a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, slam away.
You got it.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Doing a lot of shaking.
But
is it still there?
It didn't have that clinkety clink sound that the first guy had.
Nice effort, Walter.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Hold on, Walter. Hold on a second. Let's go to Chris.
Yeah.
In Spokane, right? Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, my friend. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, one refrigerator. Put your phone in. Give us a 5 count. And what do you have in your refrigerator, Chris?
I've got, there's Coke, there's Hershey syrup, there's some meat, some juice.
sounds,
everything.
Sounds fair. Any eggs?
No.
All right.
I just boiled some eggs, so.
All right, Chris.
So did I.
we're ready. Put the phone in. Give us a 5 count. Let her rip.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
He's shaking it. That's a good job, Chris.
How was that?
Very, very good. Still, Matt is the bar that everybody has to measure.
Here's the thing, though.
All right, thanks.
When he did 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
yeah.
It sounded like he was holding the phone right up to his mouth the whole time.
I got 2 phones.
Oh, you got 2 phones. Okay, so we're on an extension.
All right.
It works best if you use 1 phone.
Hold on here. And, speaking of 2 phones.
Okay.
Dave, where are you from, Dave?
From Beekmantown, New York.
And he has, it says here, 2 telephones in the refrigerator.
That's very exciting, Dave.
Yep, I'm going to put both of them in there right now. And you can listen to them. Hold on, I'm going to do the count right now.
All right, here we go. Here's Dave.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I like hearing him just
drop the S bomb there.
Oh, sorry.
Says I got some busted S.
Yeah, watch yourself right down.
Some SHID.
There you go.
Hold on just a moment. Let's go to Heidi.
Yes.
Hi,
Heidi.
Hi, Heidi. Swiss Miss.
Do you have blonde pigtails right now?
Yes.
Let's play this song for Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi.
Ab in die Gasse, das deutsche Band.
All right, Heidi, you got some tough competition to beat, honey. Here's what you got to do. You got to put the phone in the refrigerator.
Okay.
Walk away from the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Slam that baby, slam that door as hard as you can.
Okay, here I go.
All right.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, excellent.
Pretty good.
Uh-oh. That happens sometimes in Slammerama.
That's always a good sign.
Very good.
That's always a good sign when you hear the click of the phone having gone dead.
Yes, much damage done.
Do we get her back?
We'll try.
We'll try.
Heidi.
We just got to go with those people because we're running late on time.
All right.
They were Matt, Walter, Chris, Dave, and Heidi.
Yes.
Oh, God. Which guy did I like the best? I think I like the first guy the best.
Well, we could have a slam off if we had Heidi back, because I gave Matt and our last contestant, Heidi, a tie score. Well, I liked Heidi and I liked Matt, but Matt was the one that I was measuring everybody by.
I would go with Matt. And Buzz, who'd you like?
I liked the second, third, and fourth contestants the best.
Pick one, Buzz.
Okay, I'll say the third contestant.
The third guy. That's Chris.
That's Chris, yeah. I gave him a 3.
All right, well, do we have Heidi back on the phone? Hey, once again, I get to call on Joe Ardinger.
Joe Ardinger!
Star of today's Joe Show.
The Joe Show.
Joe, you getting
TRJ.
Getting her back on the phone. Total request, Joe. Lisa just sent me this message.
Here he comes.
He does not have her number.
Scratching his head.
Joe?
Hey, I didn't expect her to knock. Well, actually, I got her right after you lost her. I punched her back down, and she was going, hello, hello, and then she fell off. So, call us back.
We lost her.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Heidi?
Hi, it's Lisa.
Oh, hi. Hi, Lisa.
I was answering line 6-2.
What are you going to be slamming for us today?
I have nothing ready to say.
Can I slam my phone since you lost Heidi?
What?
Can I slam my fridge since you lost Heidi?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
We just picked up a random phone and we've got a caller and Lisa on the line.
Hi, guys. This is fun.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, you're on the air, Lisa. And caller?
Huh?
All right, hold on a second.
All right.
Well, if Heidi is out of the equation and Joe didn't have the foresight to get her phone number...
It seems that by a vote of 2-1, our winner will be contestant number 1...
Matt.
There
you go.
Did I win?
Yeah, you win.
Excellent. I blew off work to go surfing, so I need the money.
That's good.
Matt?
Yeah.
What were the items in your refrigerator?
Okay, let me see. I got the Rolling Rock beer.
Yeah, the good bottles.
Summer ale, Thai hot chili sauce, Rose's lime juice, vanilla Coke, some Parmigiano Reggiano, some chili puree with garlic, heavy whipping cream, raspberries, eggs, ginger root.
Hold on a second.
Yep.
We got Heidi back.
Uh-oh.
Heidi.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. I believe now, Mike, since we are tied, we're going to have to go to the
slam off, Don.
The absolute sudden death instant replay slam off.
That means Matt and Heidi will have one more chance to slam their refrigerator doors, and we'll see who wins.
Hey, Matt?
Yep.
Did you hear that?
Bummer.
Sorry, yeah. It's like we gave it to you and we took it away. Sorry, Matt.
No. Sorry. All right, one more shot for each of you. Let me put you guys on hold.
Okay.
And Heidi, I think you will go first this round.
Uh-huh. All right.
So give us one more slam. Give us the best possible slam you have.
Good luck, Heidi.
You ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Hang on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Very good, Heidi. All right, now let's get Matt up.
Okay.
Pretty good. Hold on, please. Right. And Matt.
Go.
All right, Matt, now here's your chance.
All right, I think I can trump that.
All right.
Hang on. 5.
That makes me laugh.
4, 3, 2, 1. Ass play.
Yeah. Absolutely. Matt,
no question.
There's our winner.
No question. It was the violence of the slam.
He proved it in sudden death.
Although Heidi made a fine effort, we're going to have to award the prize to Matt.
Hey, Matt, enjoy your $250 American dollars.
Excellent.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hold on a second, and maybe we get a group slam here at the end. Hold on a second.
See, we get everybody to slam simultaneously.
Heidi?
Yes.
Heidi, I know it's just walking around money, but I'll give you $50.
Oh, great. Okay? Thank you.
And if we can get both of you together to give us a group slam right now, that'd be a perfect way to end the segment.
Okay. Let's
All right.
Do it.
Matt, can you reload? And Heidi, can you reload?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, and then let me know when both you guys are ready.
And Don will give you the five count.
Okay.
All right.
All right, you guys.
Of course,
ready?
I guess you can't hear it if your phone's in the refrigerator.
All right, then put your phones in the refrigerator and start the five count.
Okay.
Now?
Now.
Yeah.
Five, four, three, four, one. Hello?
Bravo.
Excellent. Yes. Nice overlap.
Nice job, everybody.
Say bravo to you, sir.
Bravo.
Bravo to you, ma'am. Very nice. Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yes, and that's what Slam-O-Rama's all about. You're right.
I like that.
It's the refrigerator.
The refrigerator. Now, phone destruction.
That's a totally different animal.
But a phenomenal game in its own right.
Play that again soon. And now...
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden...
Here we go.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
All right, Buzz. Yes. And Rob, I don't know if we're going to be playing Spoons in the Dryer.
I hope so.
Oh, please.
I don't know. That was a one-time deal.
That was fun.
Spoons in the Dryer. Buzz,
yes.
You do have real news tonight.
I do.
Important news, and what is your lead story?
Tonight, the DC sniper is still out there. We have the latest.
All right.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments
coming up.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word for Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
They should know better. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, this is the lineup this week.
Okay.
Tomorrow on the show, the return of Don and Mike's American Idiot.
Great.
Also, scary big announcement.
Oh, boy, that's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow. Also tomorrow, sexpert Jackie Fine will be joining us. Some guy from ESPN about the show Beg, Borrow, and Deal. He's busting his balls a bit. Wednesday, nothing. Wednesday,
perfect.
Sign off.
Oh, we'll have a blast on Wednesday.
Yeah. Thursday.
Well, there is something on Wednesday.
Thursday on the show. I know we got that, but
are we going to do that?
Yeah, we're going to do that. The bet.
Sure you'll be up to it?
Your bet. Yes, you bet.
I think you need another week.
Wednesday night, your bet. On Thursday's show, we'll be playing, we played The Big Lie, to give away a 65-inch color TV.
Ooh.
And tomorrow we'll talk more about Friday's show, when we do something that the last time we did was on Valentine's Day. The backwards newlywed game.
All right.
Mm-hmm. We will find couples who are separated or divorced. Mm-hmm. And they will come in and play for a vacation to Las Vegas.
Do they go together? I forgot.
Now, ideally, here's the thing. It would work out best if they're separated.
And they go with their, other significant others.
Well, okay, they could go to Vegas and get divorced.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
So that would be perfect.
Right.
But I don't know how it's going to play out.
Very good.
That's coming up. And also, I should tell you, Lisa's written that Dr. Duty... upcoming guests, Dr. Duty, the Dom Triplets from Playboy here in studio.
Very good.
Our friend Tom Shales, John Ritter, bikini-clad women who are in a new video game, Bikini Karate Babes.
Yeah.
In studio, the Bad Breath Doctor, and also Lisa's first photo shoot for pictures to be in the Women
of radio.
Ooh, very good.
So we got a lot of stuff happening.
So I guess the policy now somewhat changed because we're pushing for Lisa to get into the magazine. We will be bringing back Playmates to the Don and Mike show.
Well, Mike, no, we're making the exception because they're triplets.
Ah, yes, they're triplets.
Because they're triplets.
Fantastic.
Buzz News, sponsored by Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Mm-hmm. Have great sex more often with Veramax, available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, retailers everywhere. Call 1-888 Try VMAX. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, now it's personal. That's what the police chief in Montgomery County, Maryland is saying after the shooting of a good 13-year-old boy outside his school this morning in neighboring Prince George's County. Both counties, suburbs of Washington, D.C., where there have been 7 apparently related sniper shootings in the last 5 days.
You know what? I know we're running late. We can't go down this road, but I just have to repeat something Mike said earlier.
Yeah.
And I know that Mr. Moose didn't mean anything when he said it, but it trivializes those who were shot.
Yes, yes, it does.
By this idiot before that. Now, because a kid's been shot, well, now it's serious.
Yeah, I mean, let's get cracking, and they're all serious. And it's not mean-spirited, it's psycho.
Right.
It's you know, I mean, choices of words, obviously everybody's under a lot of pressure, but right. Man, come on. Yeah. Let's get cracking. Let's get, copters up in the air all day, and so when the next one comes, you can respond immediately. I mean, it's time to get unbelievable on this.
I know Chief Moose meant well, as you said, but he also said today, now the sniper has crossed over the line, as if he hadn't already.
Yeah, duh.
All the shootings have been fatal except for 2, and the boy, who police say did nothing to provoke the shooting, was critically injured, having lost a lot of blood. He's been in surgery most of the day, but is still in critical and stable condition. Today's shooting has now been positively linked to the shootings in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia by the ballistics experts.
Jesus.
There was another shooting today in D.C., but it was not connected to all the others.
So for those of you who don't live in the D.C. metro area,
right,
when you think of D.C., you think of Washington, D.C., the city.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a certain percentage of people who actually live in Washington, D.C.
Absolutely.
The metro area is 5 million people.
Mm-hmm.
It's D.C., a big chunk of Maryland, and a big chunk of Northern Virginia.
Right.
And what these idiots have managed to do now is shoot people in all the places.
All 3 jurisdictions.
In Maryland, in Spotsylvania,
mm-hmm,
in
Virginia.
And in 2 different areas of Maryland. They were talking about it, being, concentrated in the Wheaton area. Then he goes across the line into D.C., mm-hmm, and then this morning in Bowie, and this morning a kid. And, you know, what's disturbing is when these other shootings occurred, they were doing the lockdowns about the schools,
right?
And you know, and there hadn't been a shooting at a school, but now that it's happened, you know, who knows? And now that it's related,
you know, it almost makes you think that we almost led the guy there.
Made
such a big deal about,
right,
let's make sure the kids are okay at school, that it's almost like somebody put the thought in the guy's head to say.
And you know, you also have to think about the horrible prospect of, could this be a terror-related situation? And you don't know yet. Nobody knows.
No, not yet. Don't listen to him. That's what American propaganda is telling the soldiers who work for Saddam Hussein. Tonight, President Bush will speak in Cincinnati about why we're going after Saddam at this particular point in time. The White House says he'll also tell Saddam's soldiers to think before they act. He'll tell them that they'll be committing a criminal act if they carry out orders to use biochemical weapons. And the president will also say tonight that Saddam will drop his arms, drop his weapons, or the U.S., leading other countries, will do it for him.
Uh-huh.
Angry people threw rocks.
You know, just file that under, heard it 1 million times already.
Right.
Do it. Stop talking about it. Do it.
Angry people threw rocks and shouted anti-American slogans today in India. And you can thank the Right Reverend Jerry Falwell for that. Last week, Falwell painted Muhammad as a terrorist, and that was reported in the newspapers in Kashmir, where shops were forced to close because of the Falwell-inspired violence.
This fat F should not be anywhere near a television.
We don't need this kind of help.
And you don't put them on 60 Minutes, for Christ's sake.
Somebody tell the Indians, I love their ink.
Yes.
Really.
But you know what? This guy, first of all, you give him a legitimate voice as soon as you put him on a legitimate news outlet.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Jerry Falwell. He says stupid crap for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he the guy that got upset about the faggot Teletubbies?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah,
that's the same guy. Consider the source.
Call the Indians up. You say, listen, you know what? There's one guy in America appreciates you. Indian Inc. I love it.
Right. Yeah, and then you just send Jerry Falwell down into India with a parachute.
Campbell's is recalling some cream of mushroom soup that may be contaminated with New England clam chowder. For a lot of people, that's fine, but people who are allergic to shellfish won't be so pleased. Apparently, there was a wacky mix-up on the assembly line in the Philadelphia suburb of Camden, New Jersey, one day
Oops,
in
sorry.
August.
That was my fault, as usual.
La 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 la.
No, Don.
Oh. Yeah.
Still dying.
He rallies.
You're coming back. Buzz.
Yes.
Were you done with that?
Yeah.
Good. Hold on.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
Life, light, love, and luck. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, the Washington Redskins appear to have their 14th quarterback in the last 10 seasons. Young Patrick Ramsey impressed everyone, including Coach Steve Spurrier, by leading the Skins to a 31-14 win over the Titans yesterday. Ramsey completed 20 of 34 throws for 268 yards and two touchdowns.
They go through quarterbacks like we go through midday shows.
One of the NFL's most intense rivalries reignites tonight when Green Bay visits Chicago on Monday Night Football. And the New York Knicks have finally...
And, Buzz.
Yes?
Tomorrow,
yes,
there will be, in our fantasy league, only one team left at 0-5.
Yeah.
There are two morons... Two incredible dumbasses.
Yes.
Who right now are both 0-4, and these two idiots play each other with a pivotal game tonight.
I'll be looking in on this Monday night game.
You are listening to these two idiots now.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? We're both 0-4.
One of us will be 1-4, and the other will be 0-5.
Yes, and with Wednesday night and everything, if it's me, I'm jumping out a window.
Yeah, Wednesday night, yeah, Mike has to pay off his Red Sox bet.
That's right. I was looking at my vest in the closet today. I was.
It'll be coming out of the closet.
Thank you.
The New York Knicks have fined Latrell Sprewell $250,000, and he's been told to stay away from the team until he can make a positive contribution. Sprewell failed to report a hand injury. He got 2 weeks before training camp. He's now out for 6 weeks following surgery.
My hand.
And finally, a Seattle TV station aired a shot of a human male sex organ on its morning news program Friday. The show was featuring the man who traveled the country with their show, Puppetry of the Penis. The puppeteers say they're not at fault. They say they told the producer to only shoot them from the waist up. But apparently, as the director and camera operators tried to capture the reaction of the morning news crew, someone stepped out of the way, revealing a puppeteer's nether region. Word is the station has suspended 3 employees.
It's about the grossest thing I've ever seen. I saw that on one of those real sex shows on HBO. Puppetry of the Penis, disgusting.
That's what it's called, and we also hear the puppeteers are scheduled guests on Wednesday's Jay Leno, and that NBC executives are not happy about it. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
What are you going to say? You're going to say
something. I thought it would be deleted out. It's another dickhead on the Jay Leno show.
Yeah. Leno.
And we got to go. See you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
You bet!
No, you can't.
I can!
No, you can't.
Toodaloo.
Until we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.